You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Thank you, Drake Street, and morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I am cold, but maybe this raucous music is going to wake us up.
Yeah, nice. Warm us up. Wake us up and warm us up. We're talking psychobilly this morning. We've actually already had a few texts about it. What is this as a genre, Kirsten?
So it's rockabilly cross-pollinated with punk.
Okay. I was thinking maybe it was going to be proggy, psyche sounds, but obviously not. Okay, yep, I'm following now.
No, so, I mean, picture slap bass, styled quaffs, and zombies.
Oh. I'm kind of feeling like I might like this.
So, combat boots from punk, corpse paint from, you know, goth, and 50s, you know, sartorial style.
I'm just going to hit the first track because I'm intrigued now. Interesting percussion. Is that a washboard? Or just something else that's got a good strange sound going on, Kirsten?
I'm not hearing it.
I think I might just be inventing things. I mean, this is quite fun, I have to say.
Yeah, I think it would be amazing live, you know, in a small club, just a great night out. So this is from 1988. This is Dutch psychobilly, if you want to be specific about what you're listening to. They started as like a covers band with rockabilly, you know, until they started doing their own originals. And,
Everybody Let's Rock. I'm getting a bit of a Dirtbag Radio vibe from this. I can definitely get into this track is fun, I reckon. What was the kind of scene like? Because obviously rockabilly and punk have been at odds with each other, historically speaking, in terms of subculture. So when did they kind of, you know, marry together to create this little world?
The OG band people talk about is a band called The Cramps.
Of course.
Who were...
Oh, I've never thought of The Cramps as being psychobilly. Yeah. Okay, this makes sense.
They had this goth, dark, sinister, but they're, you know, funny and self-deprecating, you know, so this is a very sort of non-serious,
this
you know?
I was going to ask about that, because corpse paint... washboard, slap bass, rock music. You'd hope people are taking it with a grain of salt. But also saying The Cramps has kind of just made this jigsaw puzzle fall into place.
Okay. Like
that's a camp band that knows they're a camp band. That's also bloody cool. It makes sense now. I'm following.
The Cramps say that they make bad music for bad people.
Yeah. We've had a few texts about local psychobilly bands. Someone says the Plymouth Furies were a 90s psychobilly band. Are they from... I just assumed they were from New Zealand, actually, I think, because I was like, New Plymouth, that's where they're from. But maybe they're not. Maybe they're from overseas. But they were apparently a bit bigger on the old BFM airwaves at the time. So this has definitely got, you know, an alternative undercurrent to it. Not a New Zealand band?
It's an Auckland band.
Oh, it is an Auckland band.
Yeah.
Oh, my little weird
Plymouth.
Guess is good.
Yeah.
The Plymouth Furies.
Classic. They got caught us out there.
Nice. What are we listening to now? Southern Culture on the Skids.
Which, confusing, that's the band name.
That's the band name.
Yeah.
And the Corn Rocket is the name of the song. Okay, someone says that was the slap of the double bass that I thought was the washboard.
Okay.
And someone says the same person says the Fireballs are the best Oz psychobilly as well. Nice. Come on, baby, won't you take a little This album has got a good name, Kirsten. Lick It Up and Lack It Down. And there's
apparently
a nice
they like to sing about hairspray. Oh, yeah. Apparently, they're also into food. So, food and hairspray.
Nice.
Okay.
Just judging from a little Google around some of the, like, outfits and the looks that are going on here, kind of much like the Cramps, there's, like, a performance of rockabilly that's happening in a, like, almost drag type of a way. Like, there's big wigs and there's quite costumey outfits from a lot of these bands that doesn't look like, you know, it looks like there's a slightly winking knowingness about putting it on as a fit rather than being maybe committed to that lifestyle.
Now, to go back even further, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You.
Would we call, is that sort of like a precursor to psychedelic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's 1950.
Strong. Libretta Swade and Motel 6, being a local psychobilly group, used to have a show on the B. They're now over in the States. Demented Are Go is another psychobilly band, apparently, to check out. This is a hit today, Kirsten. Psychobilly.
I wonder what this BPM is here.
So was it sort of located? Obviously, there's a big, like, local contingent coming out of the 90s, 2000s, you know, judging from the text machine today. But was there any sort of geographic location attached to psychobilly when it sort of kicked off? Or did it have a bit of an international flavour?
I mean, these bands are all international, but it looks like they all, like, end up in the UK. But, I mean, maybe we're leaning European and that's not fair. I mean, this band is American. But yeah, so American and UK.
So this is Texabilly Rockets, Up Jumped the Devil. So there's all those same tropes of rockabilly and also rock and roll prior to that as well, with the, like, the devil and the kind of jailhouse rock and all of these sort of, like, language and themes that come up again and again throughout the genre.
I can hear the slap bass now. I can see why you thought it was Washboard. I'm hearing it now. It's coming through.
I'm glad it wasn't going completely crazy. Soon as you leave, you go back in the
ground. So now rockabilly is rock and roll plus hillbilly country. It's kind of rock and roll without the black parts. And apparently even, like, the early Sex Pistols would cover some of this early rock and roll.
True.
And there's been, you know, punk has been really good about mutating and splitting. So there's been thrashabilly, gothabilly, punkabilly, surfabilly. But apparently this one, psychobilly, is one that's kind of lasted.
It's endured.
Really sort of, yeah, endured, yes, love it.
It's interesting, there's lots of names for bands that I do know coming through on the text machine that I just never... I'd never thought of them in this before. Someone says the Meteors, a real psychobilly. I quite like the idea of some of these artists sitting in a few different genres as well. You know, some of these bands you'd think of as being just, well, I'd have thought of as just being punk bands with an influence, but there's this whole other subculture that they also belong to.
I read one phrase that says, this makes pogo, the dancing to this makes pogo and slam seem like waltzing in comparison.
Nice.
So it's rougher. It's rougher than
wow, well, we were. Someone says Australia's got a band called Beasts of Bourbon.
Oh, of course they do.
That's a good band name. That's a really good band name. Thanks for bringing us some psychobilly this morning. Appreciate it a lot, Kirsten. Have a lovely rest of your day and we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.